We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. I am coming to you the night of Game 3 of the NBA Finals. The Nuggets are going to win this one. We're also going to talk some Brewers. Another big win against the O's tonight. And then Lionel Messi, after years of, of speculation, but really months of rumors. They broke in during the World Cup saying that Messi was going to come to the MLS. Then that report got quickly squashed, but now it is happening. Lionel Messi is coming to the MLS. So being a soccer guy, I certainly want to talk about that on the show today. The Nuggets are going to beat the Heat. And this was a game that it was pretty competitive in the first half. Then, Jesus, I just knocked over my microphone. Then the Nuggets just kind of made the Heat their bitch in the second half. So they're going to win. There's about 10 minutes left to go, rather a minute and a half left to go, and the Nuggets are up 10. I'm saying this one's over. It looked like the Heat were going to bring in some of the scrubs. If somehow the Heat do come back in this one, well, then I'll either delete this part or we will talk about one of the great comebacks in NBA Finals history. Some of the stats that I just want to throw out there so I can close these tabs on Twitter. Nikola Jokic becomes the first player since Shaq to put up 30 points and 20 rebounds in a finals game. At least 30 points, at least 20 rebounds. Nobody's done that since Shaq in 2004. Also, 10-plus assists. He is the first to do that in the finals. 30 points, 20 boards, and at least 10 assists. So Jokic is a monster. He is a beast. He is very good. And at this point, I mean, if the Heat somehow come back and win these finals, so it looks like the Heat put their scrubs in and then now have just taken their scrubs back out. But Jokic has got to be the MVP almost no matter what happens in this series. Jokic has just been incredible. And, you know, that's what we have been realizing. Not that we didn't know it. But now the further he goes into the playoffs, the deeper they go, the more people that are going to see it. And, you know, it's just like how we always thought about Giannis for the years before they made a deep run. We're like, hello, we got the world's greatest dude here. And finally, the rest of the world is seeing that. And Jokic is doing things right now that, you know, there was a while that Giannis was head and shoulders above everybody else. And I don't know what it's going to look like in October. I don't know what it's going to look like in December. I don't know what it's going to look like in February or for the playoffs next year. But right now, Jokic is the guy. He is the best player in this sport as of right now. What he is doing with these guys is just incredible, and he is dominating. So, yeah, Jokic is always, you know, well, not always. I mean, he got drafted in the second round. The Heat or the Nuggets didn't know what they had in him. You know, they realize, okay, this guy, and it's just the work ethic. And now it does seem like, and even though he's not 8'9", he plays that way. He plays a foot taller than everybody else does on the court. Okay. He plays a foot taller. He could just seem to be able to find passes and take shots and, you know, get the rebounds. I mean, the stats show it right there. Even game one, I still think that floored me the most, where he led the game in scoring. Despite it not feeling like he scored more than 15 points, he actually led the game in scoring, I believe, with 27. So the Nuggets get the win Still not final as of these words coming out of my mouth, but by the time they hit your ears, it will be. The Brewers win. Definitely want to talk about that. And then, as I mentioned, Lionel Messi to the MLS. Show tonight on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. As always, danshaney.com. He helped save our buddy Q more than $1,400 over the next year in insurance. Dan can do your home, auto, business, whatever you need. He can help you out. Dan Shaney, 414-732-2542. Also, danshaney.com. Demetrius says, IQ over muscles. I feel like you're trying to make some sort of comparison between Jokic and a superstar that has a lot of muscles. I feel like you might be trying to make that comparison to Giannis. I don't think that Giannis is a low basketball IQ. I think that is a nasty, nasty rumor that some people are trying to start on this show. I don't like it. I know that a lot of people like to refer to him as a fullback. I even saw Tony in Texas tweeting anti-stuff. He's become what Ram was on Middleton. Tony is becoming on Giannis, where he says he's 2 euro steps and a travel, and he gets the bucket. So that's good stuff. Frank wants to know if I've tried the strawberry frosty yet. I don't know where that came from. I'll tell you some of the THCOs that I had. We're strawberry with Happy Place Hemp. Now, the Delta 8s and the Delta 9s are the ones they're making the most of. Those are also delicious. Check them out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. Ken is very happy that the Heat are going to lose game two. You know where I was with this? So I definitely have been rooting for the Heat in these finals. And then I think coming into tonight, I'm not rooting for Denver, but also I'm not rooting for the Heat to win the NBA Finals. I was rooting for them to get to the NBA Finals. You had a Wendy's commercial? Thank you. I monetized. We're watching a different feed. No, I'm the feed. And then I made you click an ad to get here. Yes. And you'll be happy to know that on Sunday's post game, I made 77 cents. And on the game two post game or game one post game, I made 38 cents. So thank you for watching that ad. That'll be another 2-3 cents towards my college fund. And just to reiterate, if you're like, oh, Bart, you have the greatest house ever. No, I do not. Just to reiterate that. But I'm not rooting for the Heat. I would prefer that the Nuggets lose. I'd prefer that they don't win the NBA Finals. I'd prefer if it was just like a draw and nobody won. That's what I'd prefer. You can join the streamline. Mike from the South Side. Mike, what's up? Air quotes, Mike.
Hiya. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm distraught because my Heat Nation for this month we lost, but you know what,
thank God for Messi for Miami, because they're down 0-2 now in the Stanley Cup. They're going to be down 2-1 in the NBA Finals. It's tough being a Miami Heat fan these days.
How can you, as a human being, was it true that he turned down $1.2 billion from this, like, Saudi league or something like that?
The Saudi league that's paying everybody a shitload of money for everything. And now they're trying to do in soccer what they did in golf. They offered him 3 years for $1.2 billion.
How do you turn that down?
$400 million a year.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
What are they paying him in the MLS? Did they say? I didn't see that.
No, I don't know what point of the show I want to do this, but I will bring this up here. So
yeah, I don't know how I don't even know anything about this, but.
So let me, and this, I'm not really necessarily talking soccer. I know everyone hates soccer, but let me tell you why the MLS blows ass. First of all, they should have promotion relegation like the other leagues. Second, they started a league in 1996 so worried that what would happen in the 80s would happen to them, where the rich cities or the big cities would have rich owners. They'd have the good teams, and it'd be just like kind of like what it is in the EPL, where it's four or five good teams because they got all the money. So MLS has – you think the NBA salary cap's weird? MLS, you can like – imagine in the NBA if you could trade not just the mid-level exemption, but you could carve it out in the eighths, and then each exemption was like a – like you could use this on a foreign guy or that. It's so fucked up, and you can trade it all. And so the way that they're going to get Messi over here, the way they got Beckham was they had to say, okay, come play, and then afterwards you can buy a franchise for $25 million. These franchises are going to $500 million now. And then – and so he owns Miami where Messi's coming. So Messi's going to get a cut of the sales from Apple TV, which is the broadcaster.
Yeah.
Adidas is going to give him a bunch of money. There was a proposal a while ago that said everyone would pay – a little bit. So like every other team would pay his salary. So it's so fucked. The MLS should just take the restrictions away and say, if you want to spend money, spend money.
Yeah.
And they're just, I don't know. They're basically my dream job is to run the MLS.
I think you'd do a great job.
Thank you.
I came on here to propose a theory. I don't know if this theory makes sense. Cause I've been watching this past weekend, Willy Adames was playing for the Timber Rattlers. And
he was, he hit a home run Wednesday night.
Yeah, I was there. We were sitting in the third row and like right behind the on deck circle. And when he came up to the bat, like on deck compared to all the other players, like you could tell.
Did you go there specifically? What made you go up to Appleton?
I live in Neenah now. So
you do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, dude.
Yeah, I live up here now. So that was my. I saw he was playing, so I haven't been to a game. So I was like, this is a good time to pop that cherry.
You ever go to the Dome?
I live right down the street from the Dome. I've not been there yet.
That's the new Dome. The old Dome was on a different street.
Oh.
Then they tore it down because the hospital expanded.
Is it good? I've never.
We always have our fantasy drafts for baseball. I drive up there and have them at the Dome.
Oh, that's right down the street. But I saw, like, seeing Willie, you can just tell, even if you were like a – not a Brewer fan, like a casual. Like you could just tell this guy stood out from the rest of them. So I've always thought, like in basketball, like if you knew nothing about the Bucks, could you just look at the team, look at all the players on the court, and see Giannis and be like, that's the guy. But I was thinking about that tonight. Like, could you do that with every team? Like, you see LeBron, you know that's the guy. You see, like,
you might think AD's the guy.
Yeah, but like they have like
that's the problem with AD is that he's not the guy.
But the thing is, I feel like that's blown out of the water because when you're watching the Nuggets, you look at the lineup of the Nuggets and you're not going to pick Jokic as the guy that's like, oh, that's their best player right there. That
who would you think it'd more be like an MPJ or something or Gordon?
Like you would like, yeah, like the casual would think that he's probably like if you're just looking and you're middle Wisconsin.
Is it because Jokic is kind of like fat, but not really?
Yeah, like you're not looking at him and you're like, who's this tubby guy?
But then when he plays, he does, to me, he looks like he's
in control.
He's playing over everyone.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah, I don't see how Miami has a chance at all.
No, and this was a pivotal game, and game four is still a pivotal game if we're going to make this a series, because when the Heat won game, when they lost game one, they need to win game two for this to be anything, and that's either going to be that was their chance, that was their, you know, one effort, or, you know, I think they quoted Jokic as saying you win some, you lose some, essentially.
He was
and
worried.
The Nuggets, somebody was it, I forget again, but somebody on Fox Sports today said, this is great for the Nuggets. They're right where they want to be, where nobody, like everyone's doubting them again. And
that's
so
all Mike Malone wants so badly.
Yeah. Mike Malone had a nice, like mic'd up. It reminded me of Budenholzer. Remember when Bud was like, go strong, go hard, go fast. Malone's like, fourth quarter, win the fourth. Yeah. We got to win the fourth.
We win this, we win.
It's the fourth quarter now. Let's win the fourth.
Yeah, that's all.
Win it.
That's what Adrian Griffin is going to bring to the table. That's what we need. We just need someone to tell us what is going on. Nobody knew. It was like, oh, it's the fourth?
Okay. Oh, fuck, it's the fourth?
Damn, I didn't even know. Thanks.
There are the people that you're not playing against, those are called fans. They paid to watch this game.
Come on.
I am the coach. Those three guys with the shirts, they will blow a whistle if you do an infraction of the rules.
They will. That's all we were being told before was just play random. There was no – so they were doing that, playing random.
Damn. Well, good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, good to see you. I'll see you at the Dome this weekend.
Fucking Nina.
You never know where life takes you. From one moment, you're in Hales Corners checking out the fan studios. Next year, in a whole different zip code.
You know, in Nina, you can't buy alcohol at gas stations, just so you know.
I have heard that, actually, yeah. I haven't experienced that. I haven't had that pitfall yet, but
you can't in Milwaukee. You can't in the city of Milwaukee either, I believe. That's why there's no Quick Trips here.
Really?
Yeah.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, buddy. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Josh, a.k.a. Mike.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIP.
Some comments. Root Crew says, yeah, I saw this tweet per Kurt. Corbin Burns said if they make the playoffs, they're going to shave a mullet like Joey Weimer. Root Crew also says, how to make soccer good. Make the field half the size and the games half the time. No, that's indoor soccer. Nobody likes that. That argument's awful. Ken says, Bart looks more refreshed at 10 p.m. than he does in the morning. I did take a nice nap today. Plus, I'm wearing a blue shirt, which pops my baby blues. So that's why I look so nice. Hot take Jake's here. My best features are my eyes, so I've been told. But that just means, like, when someone tells you your best features are your eyes, that means you're ugly, I've always thought.
I think the number one is, like, oh, he has a nice smile.
Nice smile. Yeah, it makes me laugh. Great personality. Nice eyes.
No, we've all fallen victim to that before, I feel like.
Yeah. So, Jake, you usually join me with some colorful background here in the pitch black tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging this, like, disembodied head thing going on right now. I feel like Zordon.
What's up with you?
Well, first things first, fuck Miami. Like, they seriously almost made it a game with, like, a minute 15 and all their scrubs in. Like, it's just, they annoy me so much. Now that I'm not cheering for them anymore.
Final, by the way, 109.94. Yeah, I'm not like I thought I was liking them. Now I just remember, oh, it's fucking Miami.
Yeah. And you know, Nikola Jokic, my goodness. Like, if you can't admit at this point that he's the best basketball player in the world, I got nothing for you. Like, a lot of Bucks fans get so mad when you put something on Twitter about this guy's the best in the world and they take it personally, and it's like, it's not a knock on Giannis. Giannis is great, but like,
well, it'd be great to see that matchup though, wouldn't it? Like, it'd be great because Jokic has another month and a half of playing in front of us that Giannis didn't get. And
yeah, and I honestly think even people that fancy themselves like pretty big NBA fans, I don't think they've seen a lot of Jokic. So they're just now getting exposed to just like, no, this guy, it's not just that he's putting up dominant numbers. It's like, this stands out when you watch him, that he is just dominating the game. So I want to give the guy his flowers. Someone that's on my shit list, I saw on Twitter, my guy Tony in Texas did not watch this game because he was watching something called Vanderpump Rules. I don't know what that is, but it sounds brutal.
I will speak on that. I don't watch it, but it was on in my house tonight.
What the fuck is it?
It's a Bravo show about
Lisa, like,
Vanderpump.
Is it one of those like reality shows where, you know, the reality is happening all around them and then they talk about it and to the camera and then I don't know. Humans are weird, man. Like the shit that gets by as entertainment these days is bizarre to me.
Well, I mean, I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's true. Well,
Inhumans is trash. Holy fuck.
I did enjoy today's pod when Paul and Grant asked if you watched Succession, and out loud I was like, it's not a Marvel show. Of course he's not watching.
No, it. I've seen some of it, but I haven't watched it. No, what shows have I watched recently, non-Marvel? Better Call Saul I watched every week. We watched Law and Order. What shows do I watch? Always Sunny's coming back some fucking time.
I think it came back tonight. I got to check my DVR to see if it's on there. But
oh, I fucking hope it did.
That show is goated. But yeah, like, come on. You're NBA Finals. How do you...
Yeah, oh, shit.
Man, I wanted to say...
the two episodes tonight were titled The Gang Inflates. They get into inflatable furniture to deal with the economy's inflation. And then... Frank shoots every member of the game. The gang resolves to take Frank's gun away after Frank shoots Dennis and D.
Okay, so I've been up since 4:45, but I might have to stay up a little bit longer now just based on that second synopsis you just read to me.
Yeah, you called out Tony in Texas, so he appeared with a great shirt, by the way.
Yes.
Can we get a recap of the Vanderpump?
Oh, Jake, it's such
good. There's a guy named Tom or some shit?
Oh, we got two Toms, Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval. And
Sandoval's the big one, I've heard.
This Raquel interview with Andy Cohen was better than the Monica Lewinsky interview with and Bill Clinton. This scandal was amazing. I don't care. I missed all the game, Jake, and I don't care.
The hold on, I want to text my wife that. The Cohen interview with who?
Raquel. At the end of the episode was amazing.
Was better than the 2020 interview with Lewinsky?
Yeah, better than Monica Lewinsky. It was so good. So I'm basketball out, Jake. I'm basketball 27, man. I needed to decompress.
I'm too sad to be done with it because I'm going to be so sad when it's fully done.
Well, yeah. Don't get me going about the Bucks, Bart. I don't know if this is the best decision for the Bucks moving forward, and I don't know if
I didn't like your tweet where you say that Giannis is like a 2 euro step and travel guy.
I don't know if Adrian Griffin's gonna last more than 2 years.
Yeah, that was a weird fucking tweet too.
How long did Ray Rhodes last?
Why are you comparing?
Because these are players' coaches.
Yeah, I got to say something.
Tony, the over-under, I set the perfect line.
3.5.
The over-under is 3.5.
That is good.
That's the line.
Like, for Bucks fans, I can't, like, there's nobody excited about Adrian Griffin. Like, and if they say they're excited about it, they're just lying through their teeth. They're just hoping for the best,
Jake,
think.
We are so excited for Terry Stotts. It's such a bad hire. Bart's excited.
Right,
for
that's.
Bart admitted that he's excited for Terry Stotts. I heard that.
I said it was neat to see a guy come back.
That's, yeah, I mean, you know you're grasping at straws if Stotts is doing it for you.
I didn't, like, you know, violate a Kleenex box over him, but Jesus.
I just want to know, did anybody think we actually upgraded our coach from going from Budenholzer to Griffin?
No. Well, again, We are really just trying to get a lot of answers on Griffin already. We don't know. I still think they did need to make a change.
Well, Jake,
Bud was not doing. Bud was literally he won a title this way. He just threw a team out there and let him do whatever.
Well, according to Buck's Twitter, Bart and Jake, our backcourt's going to be CP3 and Dame Lillard. That's our backcourt moving forward.
Apparently. Well, I don't know what's going on with CP3, but there was some fucking fires trying to be put out after that Chris Haynes report. Said that he was getting released, and then Woj and Shams are both like, oh, no, he might. I don't know.
Cone Roller reported on the Grant Bills show today. I thought that was facts. That
CP3. That's what happened at 4 o'clock. Then Jake later in the afternoon, there's all like, oh, no, they're working. He likes to play with.
Damn it, Cone Roller.
No, he. If Cone, there was that. That was the news.
I still want to blame Cone.
No.
Well, it's part of like how it's so important for these guys to be first to report something that they'll report it before it's confirmed.
Well, I think what happened was Chris Paul sent Chris Haynes a message saying, I heard these motherfuckers are going to cut me. Report that. And then the Suns have to be like, oh, shit, we're not just going to waive Chris Paul. What the fuck is he doing? Hey, Woj, we want to work out at whatever.
You know what that's like is at work, I'll get these emails, Jake, like, and the first to respond usually gets all the glory. And then my spell check will pick up something fucking insane. And I just sent something that could get me a little HR, you know, slap on the wrist.
I gotcha.
Tony, I'd like to go back to Vanderpump Rules. This is a show that's been on for 10 seasons. It does feel like it's broken through the pop culture zeitgeist a little bit more with this season.
Yeah, I got a funny story about that. Yeah, Vanderpump Rules has been around a while. You and I love Southern Charm, of course. That's how you and I bonded.
We did, yes.
Yes.
Did I tell you? Jake's walking away. There's this kid at my son's daycare who looks like a four-year-old Austin.
Oh, my God.
And I was cocking off about him to my wife or at some park. And I said, fucking Austin over here is messing with our kid. And then he goes, what'd you say? His name's Austin.
And Austin's a dick in real life, too, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Vanderpump Rules. Lisa Vanderpump owns these bars, right? There's this cast of characters out there. So, Jake, I'm such a Vanderpump Rules fan. The Bucks were playing the Clippers a few years ago. Went to the Bucks game, watched us beat the Clippers, and ended up going to Tom, and Pump, two of the Vanderpump Rules establishments, Bart. But here's the kicker, guys.
Are you speaking English? What is happening?
Yeah, I'm breaking it down for you. Okay, so it is Pride Month. These establishments are in a very gay-populated area of L.A., West L.A. So I go there. I bring my buddies. They're like, what the hell did I just get into? And, yeah, so that's Vanderpump Rules. It's a lot of drama, bartenders that became famous, Jake. Probably like our dream back in 1998, Jake, was to be on a show like that.
I like when Tony talks Bravo. He sits up straight. He's much more energetic.
Oh, God, I love it.
Yeah, he's glowing right now. Look at him.
I didn't watch any of the finals, but I do want to end on the Brewers. I got to ask you guys a couple of Brewers notes. First of all, are the Brewers officially hot? Are we hot?
What is it, 5 out of 6? Five in a row?
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
I don't know.
5 out of 6? I don't know. They're playing the Orioles. Orioles are not bad, but now they got the A's this weekend, so yeah, they could be hot. But the A's, I don't
know. And my next question is, if the Marlins somehow fucking win the World Series, I mean, what would you do?
Well, Miami's the new Boston.
I mean, Marlins. Yeah, that's true.
You know what? My dummy, I'm so pissed at myself. When Favre went to the Vikings, my brother and I were going to buy Viking season tickets with the intent on reselling them. We never did that. But that idea is up here. And then some guy tweeted about how he sees this messy news. So he goes online, looks, buys a ticket to the Chicago MLS game when Miami's coming, buys a couple for $37. Now he's getting $600-$700 for them. Why didn't I do that?
Man.
Yeah. It's like that.
What's wrong with me? I'm literally sitting at home doing nothing, looking for ways to make a quick buck. The opportunity is right in my face. I just need to attach the wires in my brain.
Yeah.
Nothing chance, nothing gain, my friend.
What's the Omaha Steaks? What do we got a deal going on with Omaha Steaks right now?
Oh, it's urgent. We had the pork tenderloins tonight, and the sauce we had on it was fucking so good that then I did took a piece of bread and swirled it around the plate to get every drip of the sauce. $99 for the package, and then you get $8, eight more burgers for free.
Wow, awesome!
And you got to type in Bart at the beginning, at the top. It says Bart. It'll say the Bart Winkler podcast. Yeah,
you guys are killing me, man.
Goodness,
why killing me? I'm back on this intermittent fasting thing, so I can only eat from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And then
I might have to do that. I'm getting really fucking large.
It works.
That NFL guy, was it Russell Okung that said he only drank water for 40 days? He lost 100 pounds. Like, he should be dead, right?
The human body is amazing. Especially Paige Spranix.
Oh, boycott the Brewers.
Hey, I got to ask you, Jake, and Bart, you got really mad at me. The Pipe Bomb and I were took over a show when you lost your voice after the Bucks lost or won. They won the title. Remember that Pipe Bomb took over? Jake, if you had to start a Playboy reboot, who gets more people to buy the magazine, Taylor Swift or Paige?
Oh, Taylor. You kidding me?
I think
who gets more people to buy a naked...
How many people in the world know who Taylor Swift is versus know who Paige whatever is? I mean, Taylor's America's sweetheart. You have that.
Yeah, Taylor's never going to do that. But Paige is probably going to come and throw out the first pitch and take her shirt off.
Oh, man. That would.
You don't know that.
Definitely get butts in the seats. Well,
get your mind out of the gutter.
That's a good way for the birds and the bees for your young son.
I was thinking about that today. I don't know how the fuck I'm ever going to approach that topic. Jesus Christ.
Talk about that one girlfriend you had back in Fondy.
Was that the
Fondy? Hey, did you guys see Fondy news? Fondy had $1 million lottery winner at the grocery store.
Ooh.
Bart, I have two questions.
Yeah, then I'm going to shuffle in some newbies.
Perfect. This is a good thing to leave on. I'll hang up and listen. Number one, was that girl Mormon? Because that's what I heard.
Yeah.
And if so, follow up. Did you ever try soaking? All right. I'll see you guys later.
The Mormon and I never engaged in.
All right. Hey, Bart, lastly, did your wife ever respond to your Vanderpump text?
It looks like she left me unread.
Okay. All right. Go Brewers.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, see ya.
This combo, I'm going to bring in both of you guys. This combo has never interacted altogether before. Cone Roller.
Woo!
And the Sean O'Connell.
The Sean O'Connell, living legend.
And he's gonna go. Wait, that's plastic. You're gonna die.
Paper or plastic? The Heat still have a chance in this season.
Oh, plastic.
You think they're dead?
I don't know. If they lose game four, it's obviously done. But
yeah,
definitely. I feel. Do they still have a chance? I'll say paper.
There we go.
Yeah,
I agree. They still have a chance. Can you guys hear me okay?
We hear you loud and great.
Loud and clear.
Excellent.
What's up, Sean?
Bart, I don't see you having a lot of success with intermittent fasting. That's one man's opinion. Clean calories and lots of hydration. That's the move for you, pal.
Well, I will shock the world and tell you what's in this Yeti.
Captain and Coke.
Water.
That's shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
No. No, I am. Okay. Very nice.
I'm going to spill on my water.
That could be vodka.
It could be.
Very well easily be vodka. Yes.
It could be. Could be G&T. No ice.
Okay.
Bart was a little eager to show us his water. I mean, something's up there.
Was the Brewers? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I think the Brewers are officially hot. Joey Weimer is officially hot.
Hey, Grant Bills coined Weimer Wednesday at just the right time.
Very, very.
Two bombs tonight.
He also had Michael Finley on the show today.
I heard Jermichael. Tony didn't even mention that. He was with Tony.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. And Grant, he was pretty good on the fly. I mean, I don't think he knew Jermichael was calling in, so he had a couple questions ready to go.
What did he ask about Rodgers?
Nah, he mainly just asked about, like, the Packers' young tight ends, kind of what it takes to be a tight end, you know. Then Jermichael's like, you know, you gotta know what everybody's doing. It's very similar to being a center and kind of quarterback, where you got to know what everybody's doing. And then he said, Grant asked him a question about Josiah DeGuara, and Finley basically just said it's going to be between the young guys. He just dismissed DeGuara. It was pretty funny.
Well, great question about being a young tight end. Great answer. And you know, Grant, that's good. I don't know if I would have. So if Jermichael called me right now, I would go under the assumption that he doesn't know the names of any of the tight ends we currently have.
Yeah, I would have assumed that too. But it seemed like he was pretty, you know, he knew what was going on with the Packers. I think Grant did say something about the Jets, but it was towards the end. He was woefully late for a break.
Yeah, that is a problem. Sean, did I cut you off before?
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it. No, I don't know who any of the tight ends are right now anyway, as well. So I'm still balls deep in Brewers. Yeah.
Well, you recently got back on Twitter, right, Sean?
Very recently. I did get
you,
back
you
on
you need
Twitter.
To follow. There's a whole slew of, like, there's an army of 31-year-old white guys that just work out of their house and repost Rob Demoski Twitter videos, and they will provide you all the Packers tight end shorts content that you need.
Awesome. Can't wait. Can't wait to get caught up on that. No, I also, yeah, I have a new handle because CTE, I can't remember the old password, so I had to start afresh through the Google account, and so that's where we're at on that. But I did remember, well, of course, you know, Cone and Tony and Jesus Christ, he was just a hot take Jake.
I did remember hot take Jake.
Fucking CTE, boy, the shit of the struggle is real. But yeah, absolutely.
I know where you are right now.
What?
Never mind.
I love it when the joke works. Yes. No, just loving the Brewers right now. Things are kicking back up. Joey Weimer is getting a lot of airtime, which means my wife is staying awake for it. She says he has a very nice lower half. And now he's hot, and that might start a fire, Bart Winkler. And I just want to be there when that fire gets hot. Half the work is done. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, Sean.
I'm sorry.
So if the Brewers win, you get laid?
No, when they show Joey Weimer a lot, my wife likes his ass. Jesus Christ, Bart Winkler. I mean, do I have to draw you a map for this?
You guys have a problem. Every time I look up anything, I was telling this to a buddy or a brother or sometimes I'll search something on Twitter and I'll be like I was search. What did I search today? Something very innocuous. Maybe it was like the word Stern for like, if I'll search a Howard Stern thing, then like one of the first things that comes up is laying back sternly fucking my bitch.
Yeah, that happens all the time because I was looking up a sports radio station down here. Like, I think 98.7 is a big sports radio in Phoenix. Typed it into Twitter, 98.7, and there's a freaking porn video.
Yeah, okay. It's not just I'm not looking up Matt Bush and then getting, you know, people having sex on wrestling mats. I am looking up normal things like basement. Look at me raw dog in the basement.
fuck? With my stepdaughter or something awful like that. Or,
I mean, yes. What are we doing? There's a lot of porn on Twitter. So unless Elon figures it out, Cone, I don't think I can let my son have a Twitter account.
Nor should you. 18, but it's free speech, right? You know, you can post whatever you want.
Yeah, you can. Hey, how do you guys feel about that? How do you guys feel about my happy little village of Shorewood? Went to a park tonight, and I don't think, you know, this Freems would be like, this is what I would say with the Freem. I'd be like, I went to a park tonight, and there was a couple of kids wearing jerseys. He'd say, not as many kids wear jerseys as they used to. And I'd say, I think you're right, Chuck, because I had that thought too. That's how I know. Two jerseys I saw tonight at the playground. One was Jamal Murray. So at first I thought it was a Jokic, and then it was Jamal. The other was a Justin Jefferson.
Ooh.
And I would have taken a picture and like, but then I realized I was going to take a picture of 8-year-old boys.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just put an emoji.
I didn't want to search that.
Put an emoji over their face. That's what all the people are doing these days.
Oh, true. Emoji over
their face. No, don't. And don't even try to do that, because if they catch you taking the picture, then I wouldn't want my 8-year-old son getting his picture taken if I noticed somebody.
I had my phone out once at Walmart taking a picture of like pasta, trying to figure out which was the best one or which one I was supposed to buy. And then some lady stopped me, came back, and was like, "You're just going to take a picture of me, huh?" I said, "What? You're taking a picture of me. Show me your phone."
Where you have to
see it. Exactly.
I was like, "Okay." And she's like, "Oh, it's just tins of Ragu. Never mind."
Was it the Walmart on Capitol?
No comment.
Okay.
It was. I have noticed it's something, yes, porn related, and then it got in my algorithm, but the nice looking lady with glasses on and very sexy dimples for the Wisconsin Vision commercials during the Brewer games, is she not Corey Chase, porn star, MILF, mature porn star Corey Chase? Because goddamn, she looks just like her. If that's not her, it's her sister.
I don't know.
Yeah, because next time you see the commercial, try not to think about it.
I'll have to do some film study, Sean, and get back to you on that.
That a boy, I expect nothing less, my man.
I miss Michael Malone Raymond is for this. Bitching about the press room.
Huh?
Michael Malone is bitching about the press room.
Of course he is. That dude is so soft, and it's like now he is taking away the media narrative from the Nuggets because it's all that he talks about now. It's, I don't get it.
He's such a loser.
Because now instead of them talking about the Nuggets, it's going to be Mike Malone says the media is not giving the new Nuggets attention, and then it's going to be about that. Who do you think Skip Bayless's new co-host is going to be?
Well, I saw LeSean McCoy, and then I saw Nick Wright. They can't put Nick Wright on that show.
No.
No.
Why in 2023?
Got to be LeSean.
Nick's got a good thing going.
Agreed.
Yeah, he does.
LeSean McCoy. I think you have to get somebody like LeSean McCoy. You got to get somebody who has had a few reps but isn't like a star in that avenue. Shannon got bigger than Skip, so that's where that started to break down. It wasn't anything other than that. Shannon got bigger than Skip, just like Stephen A. got bigger than Skip.
What about Antonio Brown? Would we like that?
No.
That'd be a little too cuckoo.
Too much of a wild card. Too much of a wild card. Yes, you could not. That would be like Andrew Dice Clay being on Saturday Night Live.
I don't know that we need. I think Skip should just like. I think they should end Undisputed.
Yes, I would like that too.
So I don't want to be like guy who's like, oh, fuck these debate shows. But First Take in that format is not going to be beaten. And I think FS1 should go more the way of like, they should try to focus on being like more pleasurable, tolerable, digestible shows.
Like just more Cowherd.
Cowherd and the Nick Wright Show and my girl Joy Taylor's show and, you know, something like that.
I wouldn't mind a sports show that was just sports.
Well, it's not these days. It's all Saudi Arabia and.
Yes, exactly. Virtue signaling, all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Because, I mean, you should have known Saudi Arabia has been the way they are for decades now. This is not new. And then now all of a sudden, I don't understand where the narrative changed. That particular form of monarchy.
The Saudi Arabia, you're right. That's and I don't want to get too deep into this. What the problem is guys that talk strongly about it. Like I've been very anti-live and I've mm-hmm. been very like anti-sports washing. And I haven't gone as far as Jim Monahan did with the PGA. But then if all of a sudden I took money from the Saudis somehow, I've said enough that it would be a real hypocritical thing to do.
Did you ever bring 9/11 into it?
I personally did not.
Okay. Because that's where Jay Monahan looks like the biggest fraud is getting like witness statements from the families that had members die in 9/11 to basically weaponize against all the golfers that were going to live. And then a year and a half later, you completely sell out to them. I mean, that just shows like these big corporations, you know, they can throw all the ammo they want at you, but it's just about fucking money at the end of the day. And it's a sad reality that that's kind of the way the world works.
I'll tell you this, Cohen. I think it's people would always say, you know, one of the biggest gripes was take politics out of sports. And I've gotten the radio numbers, the people that listen to I've talked about this, the people that listen to the fan the most, they weren't also listening to the score or to the game or ESPN. For some reason, they were listening to the conservative talk stations in town. So ISN and then TMJ and then listen to me. And I, you know, am not what they were expecting. So if you're bouncing around and you're listening to Dan O'Donnell trying to have every, you know, fourth grader wear a school uniform just in case there's more than three colors on it, it's too close to a rainbow. And then you go to me, who's all like, I don't know, wear a mask so we don't die. Fuck. And you're like, who is this guy? You know,
that's a little revisionist history, but.
Well, that's what I love to dabble into. But what I'm saying is, you can't take politics out of sports because there's always politics. It's always injecting itself into sports. It always has been sports. I mean, tonight I saw a great tweet like, oh my God, this is an interesting game. They're talking about the zone. They're talking about the defense and the adjustments. The announcers the whole time aren't just talking about like legacy, you know? So it's so rare that we actually talk about the actual game we're watching. But even if we're talking about legacy, that's still sports. It's hard to talk about sports because then somebody will say something or stand up for something or the ownership changes and then there's public financing and then a country decides to buy a sport. You know, you can never do it. There are no sports that take it out of it. Even if it's like, well, I'm going to make like Troy Aikman's like, well, I'm going to make a beer that says for real Americans. Well, you're already siphoning off the people you don't think are real Americans. We can't do it. Sports will always be politics will always be on the periphery.
You're correct, Bart, because as long as humans are playing sports, sports is so human. It's the emotion, it's the physical, it's you know, the tribalism that we're all is hardwired into us. And yeah, politics is always going to be part of it. And but I think where a little bit of like the, like you said, maybe move on, FS1 would be wise to move on from it, because the make the sport the star is make the game the competition, the athletes the stars again, is for the athletic endeavors is what I would like to see a little bit more of. Save hot takes.
Or maybe FS1 leans full Fox and maybe they hire Tucker Carlson to do sports.
I'm sure he has sports teams.
Tucker and Skip going at it. I'd watch that.
I would watch that too. I would definitely watch that. Who else would I watch? Don Lemon. Don Lemon's looking for work.
Don Lemon and Tucker doing a sports show?
Yeah. He's looking for work, I would imagine.
Well, he is. They've CNN fired that guy too.
What about a local twist? We get Mark Belling and Tom Haudricourt.
Ooh. We could do that. That'd be a good matchup. Get him down to Victor's. That'd be good.
But back to the Live PGA thing. I saw that actually Joe Biden might be stepping in to potentially block the merger for violating various antitrust laws, which has to be the first time in fucking years where any president ever steps in to stop a merger. I mean, have you looked at these companies, that these venture capitalist firms? BlackRock owns like 10% of every freaking large company.
Yeah. Are they the ones that buy all the houses from people and then
sell them? They own like $9 trillion in assets. It's ridiculous.
The amount of shady shit that, like, this is ultimately what I think. Like, this is way too off the base, but the amount of shit that we are arguing, we being Americans, about beer cans, when the housing market is just being raided by businesses that are jacking up shit, pricing people out. Anyway, I'm going to stop on that topic.
Yeah.
My boss is calling.
Sure. 4:45 is going to come pretty early for me too. I got a, as I mentioned earlier, I got a couple back injuries that I'm rehabbing, and that starts at 4:45. Oh, want to see my my James Harden challenge?
Sure. Sean.
Look at the dance. Yeah.
Sean's showing us his gut.
Yeah.
Sean, I'm not going to do it with you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it with you, but mine looks the exact same.
Yeah, but look, I got cuts on the side, though. Is the light good?
Give me your side again. Give me the first profile you gave me.
All right. Well, yeah, that's regular.
I feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
Watch. Now you got. Oh, wait. Now you got to watch. That's abs, son. That's abdominal strength. Now watch it dance. Ugh. All right, I gotta stop that before I shit my pants.
All right, well, I'm gonna clip that.
We're in this together, Bart. Thanks. All right, love you guys. See you later.
Bye, Sean.
Any parting thoughts from you, Cone?
I could talk about this Live stuff for hours, but no need.
Well, what do you want to say? Do you want to see a merge?
Yeah, why not? I don't give a shit. It's golf. When did we start idolizing all these golfers all of a sudden as Americans? You know, it's the same shit when Michael Phelps got caught smoking weed. It's like, since when did we ever idolize swimmers to begin with anyway?
Well, if you're a golfer, you're getting paid to do a fucking, not even a sport, an activity.
Right.
You're getting paid to do what people take off work to do. That's your work. And if some other country that we don't learn about this shit in school. And some country's like, hey, we want to write you a check for $150 million. What do I have to do? Golf half the time.
And wear shorts. You get to wear shorts.
Yeah. Can I still play the majors? Yeah, we don't give a shit. Oh, okay. And then they do it, and it's like, I don't know.
It's golf.
I probably, see, if I try to think of what I would have done if I was like a golfer. And if I was good, I probably would have been like Rory. I would have probably been like, fuck you guys. This is bullshit. But if I was like Taylor Gooch, yeah, I would have fucking left.
Yeah.
Or like Brooks Koepka's brother, who's not that good. Or if I was like old, like Sergio, and everyone fucking hated me and my days are behind me. I don't know.
Take the money and run.
Well, then if you didn't take the money, they're all coming back.
Right.
That'd be nobody, they're not going to be like, I mean, they don't even get booed. They've suffered nothing. Brooks Koepka won the Masters, or was it the Masters? What did he win? The PGA? And everyone was happy for him.
Was that you that was saying on the podcast that maybe that put a little bit more pressure on them to merge because the LIV golfers were having so much major success?
I was bitching that they were still allowed to do all those things.
Yeah.
Because I said, you left golf. You should have all that. Like, that's part of what you left. And apparently it wasn't. No, I didn't. I didn't talk about merge at all. I never thought that was even possible. I guess I should have. All these sport leagues end up merging if the competitor gets to be, but we haven't seen a merge. You know, the ABA merge with the NBA and the NFL and AFL, and you know, and then all the other tried mergers. The USFL failed all those years ago. I mean, all these other mergers fall on their dick. And right. So, I never even thought that they could merge. No, I'd like to take credit.
I think the PGA must have been struggling for some money because
I guess the thing is there's a bunch of shit coming out in litigation they don't want anyone to know.
Yeah. What I heard today from somebody, I forgot where I listened to it, but basically saying like PGA was asking their sponsors for way more money and then also paying out of their kind of, you know, rainy day fund just to try to compete with LIV, and we're still getting killed. So, you know, all these PGA golfers have, if you look at it on paper, had career years from previous years, just with how much PGA was trying to keep up with LIV. And they must have just saw end in sight, like, hey, given all this money isn't sustainable, our sponsors aren't going to pay this. We don't have enough money in our put away to keep this up. So we gotta do something. And, you know, maybe the Saudis made an offer they couldn't refuse, and Manhand sold out. The American dream, selling out.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I mean, how much is Trader Joe's giving you to wear their bag?
Zero.
Yeah, I'm getting nothing from Callaway.
But if you go there, promo code CONE gets you a free pack of gum at register.
Yeah. If you just, when they're not looking, put some gum in your pocket and just see how CONE on the way out, they won't come after you.
Yeah.
You can steal all shit you want. No one's coming after you anymore.
Hey, it's legal to steal now. No accountability.
All right, Cone.
All right, Bart. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you soon. Cone roller.
How the fuck am I out of here?
Yeah, you'll figure it out. Always gets me talking. Q is here. Q looks like the cover of Bohemian Rhapsody. The fuck are you?
It's just late at the Q house. I've got the lights dimmed low.
Did the golf talk intrigue you?
Kind of. I was hoping you'd bring me in when Cone was still here. I so appreciate Cone's takes, but he just loses so much credibility calling people out from behind a paper bag. Like, come on.
I disagree.
Really?
I won't let him take the bag off. It's too good.
I just don't understand, like, calling people out while you're hiding.
Cone, you may have to answer that one.
Like he has fantastic sports takes, but, like, I'm just not a big fan of calling people out from behind. Like, it's like the worst.
Yeah, you're literally in the dark. I can't see you.
Well, you guys,
I saw more Cone's face than your face.
You guys all know what I look like. I've been
you go this. By Q.
That's true.
You're the same shit. You can
see my face.
That's the difference. You want to see Cone's face?
I do. Or I just want him to like lay off calling out people for stuff when he won't even show his face. That's all I came on to say.
The difference between Cone and you is he shows his face.
I show my face. And like
right now, I cannot see your face.
Why do you want to see my face right now?
Nobody knows your name. You're Q.
I introduced you to my wife and told you my real name at the World Cup.
Well, I know Q's name or Cone's name.
Okay. Well, that's good. Maybe I'm overblowing it. I don't know. So, but
nah, I think you're a lot more towards Cone on the scale than you are to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the Bart Winkler show.
Should I say puts me in jeopardy of ever working again?
Or can who knows? Get you
maybe,
a shock jock
maybe
draft.
Maybe all these soccer teams I'm trying to root for, maybe there's some Saudi person at the top that I don't know about. Maybe I get the axe.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Has anyone ever heard of the company Blue Agency?
Is that one of the shows you're watching?
Sounds like it. Yeah, it's about the Cree. It's about the Cree. No, this happened to me already where a company contacted me, or I get an email and a text, and it's like, hey, HR looked at your stuff. We want you. But it's like 10-minute Zoom schedule tomorrow where we tell you about our it's marketing scam.
Yeah. It's a pyramid
scheme. So they've been peppering me today. I was going to, because I said yes to somebody in October, and then I looked up what it was, and it was like, oh, no. It basically, they like say they work for this company, and then you're out, going to Pick and Save to sign people up for Spectrum, but you work for it's marketing. By the way, on an unrelated note, I will be at the Stefan Soccer tent sale on Thursday from 10 to 2, or 10 to noon, rather, for Milwaukee Pro Soccer. Doing the same shit.
Hey, I actually really enjoyed the name chat today. Like, I wasn't sure if I would enjoy it, but I think you guys should keep talking about that because I want to know where it's going to end up.
Someone thinks so. I'm like, I want Goodland, however you want to say it, Goodland, Milwaukee. That's what I want. And people think that I'm like being facetious. That's what I want. I don't want, all I care about is I don't want Cream City. But if it's Cream City, what am I going to do? Not root for them?
I don't mind the Cream City just because this Cream City bricks, but I get. But
nobody knew about those until 2017.
I mean, I feel like every time I drove around downtown, my parents were like, oh, look at the Cream City bricks. Like, but I work in the third ward now. So it's like my office is made of Cream City bricks. So I look at it every day.
I didn't know people were that like in love with fucking bricks.
I mean, if you drive around Milwaukee, it's at least 20% of the buildings.
That feels like a reach.
No. Even houses in like on the east side, there's like Cream City houses.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not gonna put my flag in it, but I don't think it's like terrible.
Oh, I'm gonna read through some comments here. I haven't looked at a comment in 40 minutes if you wanna stay with me.
Yeah. I got some comments. It's on live too. We can circle back to that.
We'll circle back, and then I'm going to circle to my Captain and Coke.
All right.
So, by the way, I sober May's over. I'm not. That doesn't mean I'm doing drunk June. I'm trying to. But I was as all you people say, a California sober May, thanks to Happy Place Hemp promo code BART, as I mentioned earlier, 25% off. the yummy gummies that you can get, the tinctures. I will have a brief chat with Chris on tomorrow's show. And then I did also later in the week, Scott Grodzki, I talked to for a little bit from CBS 58.
Nice.
I talked to him for like 30 minutes and then I cut half of it out because it got awkward and offensive, me towards him.
Does he work with Tim?
Yeah. He says he doesn't really see him, though.
Oh.
But Scott was the one that took that awful picture of Adrian Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, I talked to him about that. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART. Free delivery as well. They ship it right to you, or you can pick it up in Muskego. Earlier in the show, I said that when you're looking at Jokic and Giannis, I said something to the extent of Giannis isn't getting this time that Jokic is getting. Cosmo Explorer said Giannis didn't get time. Giannis lost, remember. Fantastic take. My point is that Jokic, however it happened, man, we were all fucking there. However it happened, Jokic is getting more exposure than Giannis. That's all I'm saying.
He's also kind of catching up with Giannis because it's his first finals. So,
but right now, Jokic is playing more dominant right now than Giannis did.
You know what? I hope that we get a Glizzy Gone commercial from Jokic. That would be hilarious.
I don't know what that is.
Fantastic.
I don't know what that is.
What's that?
I don't know what that is.
The Giannis commercial with the cell phone where he like there's like a guy, they take a selfie and like there's a guy eating a hot dog behind him, and then Giannis like draws on the.
Oh, okay, all right.
And what then he goes, "Glizzy gone."
Oh, okay, my bad.
That the kids call hot dogs glizzies nowadays. We're too old, but that's what they call.
Is that a thing?
What? You don't know about glizzies?
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the kids call. Ask Grant about it next time.
Here, I just looked it up. A glizzy is a hot dog. It was originally a slang term for gun in the DMV, but it became a nickname for hot dogs because the length of the barbecue staple is similar to the extended clip of a gun. Wow.
I never knew that was the origination of it, but I know that if you talk to anyone under the age of 25, they call a hot dog a glizzy.
I have never heard that.
Yeah. So well, I'm glad I could explain the Giannis commercial because we've only seen it like 1,500 times this NBA season.
Jerry says I can fast if I use a lot of gummies and water. I should be fine. You said good job, Bart. What was that for?
That was for your water. I was proud of you.
Oh, I had a water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got.
How has Tony not gotten J Mike into the Winkler verse? Also, fuck J Mike for the DeGuara snub. Okay. The Bills show has become an extension of the Bart Winkler show. I hear Cone, Sean, and Tony. Yeah, I don't get Eric from I-90. It's kind of a shame. That's the only listener of his that I've ever interacted with. Don't let anyone else tell you different. Content idea. Bart exposes his Google search history. Ha, you can look at my Google search history all you want. Not private mode, though, please. Um, 97.3 segment. That was you. What were we talking about there?
You guys were rating different women.
Well, I mean, we're men.
Yeah. And it's a 97.3 segment.
Cone needs to come out from behind the bag calling people out while hiding is pretty lame. Again, that's from Q. That's from Q.
I wrote that like a half hour ago and then I came on.
Cone, is at least a word. You're a fucking letter.
Yeah.
And a face. This show is interesting. Now let's talk about the 2020 election. I would like to talk about the 2020 election. I would, for one brief second. The votes don't get all counted at the same time. How are people so fucking stupid? How were they so stupid then and so stupid now? Also, the problem is we should not, they all need to just, every county, as impossible as this is, just need to figure it out and put them all at the same time. Because then we're like, can he catch up? Does he have, the votes have already been cast. And then, but then the whole reason, big rant, that we had, like, the foundation of the Electoral College, I think, made sense at the foundation for what the United States were. But the reason we're not getting rid of it now is because it's too exciting because it's like sports. Think about that.
So it's a shame that you don't watch Succession, because one of the episodes this season had some commentary on that. And they basically said the media picks who the president is because they go on TV and say who wins states and who gets those electoral college votes. And it can lead to presidents conceding early. So kind of interesting commentary from HBO. I will leave it at that.
CP3 on a vet minimum contract to the Bucks, yay or nay?
Yay. Big yay. I don't think it'll happen. I think he's going to go to one of the LA teams, but.
Well, now he's not leaving. I don't know what the latest report is.
Well, the latest report is Phoenix is going to try and come up with a solution to keep him, but he would have to agree to that. And I think if they just straight up cut him, he could still, like, if they waived him, he could still sign with them. He would just have more options to see, like, what his value is. But the Bucks can only sign him on a vet minimum if we bring back Brooke. Like, that's the only slot that's going to be available. So, like, we have the least money to offer him. And I think playing with Giannis is exciting, but who knows if he wants to play under Griffin and Stotts.
I think Chris Paul would play well with Giannis, but I don't want Chris Paul.
Why?
Because I don't like him.
You don't want him to win a championship, but what if he was in a Bucks uniform?
Well, then I would root for him. I root for everyone when they come here.
I mean, I think we need a true point guard, and he's at the point in his career where he wouldn't be selfish at all. I think he'd be the perfect solution to some of the issues we had last year. And he would cover up a lot of growing pains for a young coach.
It seems from the comments, people did not like the brief political tangent that I took. I'm just trying to tell you, politics is in sports all the time. You can't get out of it. And there is a company, these companies, they buy houses. People can't, your parents bought a house for $18,000 fucking dollars. I can't be mad about that. Yeah, some of the proposed soccer names have been really bad.
I think that's on purpose, right?
I don't know. Some have been really fucking bad.
Yeah, but I think it's on purpose. What's the worst one? Soccer Gold.
I don't know.
Like the Marquette Gold.
The worst one.
What's that?
I don't know. There were some bad ones, though.
I did not like, what is it? Lake Effect would be a terrible name.
Well, I like that.
No, I like it. I like your idea of, like, having it be the fan section, but the name for the entire team is kind of silly.
Let me try to find the article. Here it is. On Milwaukee's been ranking the potential names. And he has not updated that. He was doing it every day. Now he hasn't done it in a week. Milwaukee Cheese was bad. Milwaukee Confluence was bad. Milwaukee Public was bad.
Milwaukee Public? That's got to be the worst. That's terrible.
Milwaukee Sturgeon was bad. I didn't like Milwaukee Choppers. You know what? I think you just fucking call it the Milwaukee Iron. They're going to be in the Iron District. That was the fun, stupid-ass football team that was here.
I like
it's called the Iron.
This is kind of lame. I kind of liked Milwaukee Machine.
Milwaukee Machine?
That was one that Paul threw out earlier. What about the Milwaukee Fish Fries?
The Milwaukee
Fonz's.
Fonz is on a Tories.
Skipping Milwaukee.
Chad says, what is soccer? I mean, it's not like we're talking drizzies here.
Glizzy.
Glizzies.
G-L-I-Z-Z-Y.
Oh, people did not like the porn star convo.
No, that was bad.
Every time I'm on Twitter, I see porn.
I think you can see it and not talk about it. Then it's just your problem. Instead of making it our problem.
Will Milwaukee get an MLS franchise when the Brewers leave town?
No.
Jake says the Cream City Glizzies.
Yes. Yes. That is fantastic.
Glizzy's FC.
Do you know how many jerseys they would sell? Like their jersey sales would be through the roof, or kit sales.
How can I be so unaware of what a glizzy is?
You don't talk to many teenagers. You're just out of that. So your son's gonna make you young again when he starts learning cool stuff that, like, eventually. Instead of you teaching your son cool stuff, he's going to start teaching you cool stuff, and then you'll be cool again.
Oh, I was putting my son to bed tonight.
Yeah.
And I was reading him some books. And we're going to, like, cuddle and, you know, pass out and fall asleep. And then he just fucking started hitting me in the chest.
Why?
How old's your kid now? Like, one?
No, she's 7 months.
Hmm.
Dude, she said her first word today, and it was...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, she said dada. For real.
No.
My wife was coaching her to do it, and she did it.
I want to agree with you, but I was certain my son said mama once around that age, and then he didn't say it again for like a year and a half.
I'll send you the video. She says it three times.
With that, I'm going to log off for the night. Good to see you, I guess, Q, wherever you are.
Yeah. Cream City Glizzies 2024. Let's go. Can you get that added to the little voting thing?
I might see one of my guys tomorrow. I could tell them.
I think if they want to sell jerseys, that's the way to do it.
The Cream City Glizzies.
Also, if we can rig national elections, what can we do for naming elections?
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe your show is right. Succession's right. Maybe the media has already decided what the football team, soccer team's name is going to be.
Maybe it is, yeah.
Maybe this whole voting thing is a scam.
Did you tip your hand? Is it the Iron? Do we already know? Like, you just leaked it without leaking it?
No, I didn't. I know that. I think of all the people, I think Cream City does have momentum. I mean, the voting, because there are a couple names they liked that then just got fucking murdered.
So I'm kind of confused because, like, if they're Goodland SC, they still would need, like, a mascot or something.
But you don't need to name, like, a lot of these soccer teams, like I said, yes, but Toronto FC, they're called the Reds too. but they're not. They're just Toronto FC.
So
some teams have like, a nickname. The Portland Timbers.
What about
but Inter Miami, where Messi's going? I think they're like the Flamingos unofficially.
Goodland Glizzies.
I'm done here.
Have a good night, Bart.
Thanks, everyone. There's a game on Friday. Should I go live Friday? I'll pop on live and see what's up. Until then, tomorrow's show, I'm going to have some Scott Grodzki, and I am going to have fun with old audio. We're going to hear, because I was going through old shit again, and the story where Alan on the north side saw his dad kill someone at a gas station. I got to play that again for you guys. So that's coming up. Until then, see ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.